Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting third. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Heap. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Sasky. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luis Rivera. Batting seventh. The DH, Carlos Quintana. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Randy Cutcher. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Bolton. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Gary Thurman. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Tom Gordon. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Boggs hits a line drive into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Reed moves to second. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. Reed moves to third. Two outs. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sasky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field. Cutcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Cutcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Quintana strikes out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Eisenreich takes first base on ball 4. Tartabull moves to second. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera fields it and throws to second for the out. Tartabull moves to third. One out. Bob Boone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Tabler moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Tabler scores. Boone moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Gary Thurman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. Boone scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Royals. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Thurman. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Thurman steals second. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillwell hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Randy Cutcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cutcher hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Thurman who is chasing the ball. Cutcher reaches third base with a triple. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cutcher scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Reed hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burks hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Cutcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sasky is 0-for-1 in the game. Sasky hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlos Quintana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Quintana is 0-for-1 in the game. Quintana hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Cutcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Cutcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Cutcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cutcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Cutcher strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thurman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thurman takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Thurman moves to third. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman scores. Stillwell moves to second. It's 4-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stillwell scores. Seitzer moves to second. It's 5-1, Royals. Bob Stanley now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to third. Brett moves to second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Eisenreich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seitzer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Royals. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reed is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heap is 0 for 2 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thurman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thurman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to third. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Thurman. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Thurman steals second. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Stillwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White scores. Thurman moves to third. One out. It's 7-1, Royals. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sasky is 0 for 2 in the game. Sasky strikes out. One out. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Quintana is 0 for 2 in the game. Quintana hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Cutcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brad Wellman now playing second base. Terry Leach now pitching. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Randy Cutcher. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Reed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reed takes first base on ball four. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Gettman now catching. Rick Cerrone now playing right field. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heap. Wellman reaches second base with a double. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thurman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thurman hits a fly ball into right field. Cerrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stillwell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stillwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cerrone, who is chasing the ball. Stillwell reaches third base with a triple. Wellman scores. It's 8-1, Royals. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seitzer takes first base on ball four. Bill Buckner pinch hits for George Brett. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner now playing first base. Mike McFarland now catching. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Heap is 0 for 3 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sasky is 0 for 3 in the game. Sasky hits a line drive towards short. Stillwell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.